It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
All right, so listen. The Dallas podcast, first of all, I already checked ticket sales. Yes. All right, we literally got like 100 tickets left.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? So we about to sell this bitch out. But
Ooh.
Now it got better because I got my homegirl, Cynthia Lussier. She is going to be on the podcast on Wednesday, August 28th, live at the Arlington Improv. Are you excited about this?
Yes, I'm going to listen to angry music all day just so I can argue with you.
Wow, okay. Yeah. That's not what I want in Dallas, but that's okay. No, I'm playing. Listen, Dallas, make sure you... Listen, the show is at the Arlington Improv. I get it. It's not technically Dallas. It's Arlington, but the Cowboys play in Arlington.
Right.
They don't play in Dallas, but they're still called the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
So we're going to be called, you know, I mean, you know, Dallas Clint Show.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, live podcast, August 28th.
Yes.
You can get tickets. You can either, if I put this on my story, swipe up or click the link in my bio, whatever you need to do. Again, Dallas, Wednesday, August 28th, live at the Arlington Improv. Advice from a Fuckboy live podcast.
Yeah.
Now with Cynthia Lussier, who's going to listen to... What kind of angry music are you going to listen to?
I'm going
to
listen to some old school Jay-Z. You know what I mean?
Old school Jay-Z is angry?
Yeah. Well, like Big Pimpin' and stuff. I just want to... I want to feel empowered that day. So like everything you could say, I could just have in my mentality to be like, nah, hell
so Big Pimpin' empowers you?
It really does, no matter what mood I'm in.
I like Pimp C verse, though. That empowers me.
Yeah, that's just
good. I like
to be like, just wait till I get your bitch naked. I'd be like, ooh.
Okay. All right.
I'm glad it hurts.
Dallas will be there August.
Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington, Duncanville.
Oh, I don't know all that. Richardson.
All of them.
Yeah, see, I know that. All right, say no more. All right, we'll see you there. Peace. Fellas, if you want to step up your beard game and stop walking around with a patchy, dry-ass beard, there's nothing more unattractive to a woman than a guy who's walking around here with a dry, unmoisturized, patchy-ass beard. And especially if it don't connect. Women don't get wet if your beard don't connect. With that being said, I recommend you try Noir Classic. Black-owned and a major key in beard growth. Let me tell y'all something. I use Noir Classic, and it has everything you need as a black man for your beard. I want you to do me a favor. Order today at www.noirclassic.com and get your beard right. And also, I need you to follow them on Instagram at Noir Classic and like their Facebook page today. Here's what you need, all right? Noir Classic, if you click the details in this, you will be able to follow them, and you will be able to purchase stuff online. Again, that's Noir Classic. Fellas, get your fucking beard together. Now, let's get into the podcast.
You want to keep it real, you know the deal. Keep you up on game, it won't be the same. Say what's his name, Clint Cole. 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 You're listening to Advice from a Fuckboy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley. If you're watching the podcast live on you, if you're watching the podcast on YouTube, real quick, let's not get it. Let's not mistake, all right? I'm born and raised in Philadelphia. This shirt is culture. Shout out to For the Culture Clothing Company. They hooked me up with this shirt. If you want a shirt like this, get you a shirt like this. Hit up For the Culture Clothing, all right? Also, don't forget Dallas and Denver. I'm coming to see you this week. Dallas, I'm coming on Wednesday. The VIP tickets are already sold out. So at this point now, if you don't got your tickets, man, you gotta sit in the back with the fucking general admission people, all right? So it's only $5 though, but you're gonna be in the building. Come through, get your tickets. I got my girl Cynthia Lucietta on the podcast. podcast. We're going to have a great motherfucking time. Again, Dallas, this Wednesday. That's August 28th, live podcast. Get your tickets. They only $5. If you need tickets, just do me a favor. Send me a text or hit details in this podcast. You know, you hit details in where you listen. Hit details. You click the link or text me 213-358-9861 and say, Clint, I need some fucking tickets. All right? And I got you. $5. If I ain't worth $5, Rich, we shutting this podcast down. Anyway, another thing, Denver, I'll be there on Thursday. I'll be at the Lawrence and Larryman Clothing Company store. That's going to be a dope time. We're going to have a great time there. Again, tickets is $5. I think we're almost sold out, actually. I think we got 3 tickets left. Like, if you want to come get your tickets, come on. Let's make this shit happen, all right? So I'll see you guys there. All right. Did I forget anything else? Oh, the last podcast on this tour is going to be in your hometown, Rich, in Washington, D.C. on September 18th. That is the last live podcast that we're doing this year. Because D.C., we sold that shit out twice. I got to show the motherfuckers some love. I got to go back and say thank you. So D.C. live podcast September 18th. My bad. Get six. All right. Let's talk. Let's get into this.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.
Women are confusing. I'm sure people will be like, yeah, Clint, I know. No. Women are confusing. And I mean, I ain't gonna lie, men are confusing too. We send mixed signals. Rich, you sent mixed signals before? Shit, I sent mixed signals yesterday. You know what I mean? Women are confusing. Let me tell y'all a story. Story time. So, I meet this girl, all right? I met her. It was dope. We had a good time. Well, we met, like the first night we met at a game night, right? We laughing, we joking, everything's fun. Then it's time to exchange numbers. We do that. Then we go on our very first date. Our first date was lit, bro. All right? Our first date was lit. I was broke at the time, all right? Took her to the Americana in Glendale. We walked around that motherfucker for about 2 hours, window shopping and shit. All right, but it was cool. Then we sat out on the grass. All right, we ate cheese and crackers and freaking we had Lunchables out that motherfucker. Yeah, we had Lunchables out this bitch. All right, we had Lunchables. She was impressed. Don't ask me why. I don't. Again, women are confusing. So here's what happens next. She was like, "Yo, I don't want the night to end," and I was like, "Me neither. I don't want the night to end." Next thing I know, you know what happens? We go back to her place. All right, we back at her place. We kissing, getting it on. Mwah, 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 mwah. We grabbing, we touching. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I'm sucking on neck. I'm sucking titties. Then she asks me the $1 million question, which, what does she ask me? Do you have a condom? Ding, 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 ding. She asked me if I had a condom. You know what I said? Yes, I do have a condom. Whipped it out, right? I wish I had an actual condom to actually whip out. You know what? This condom's in my top drawer in the motherfucker. This condom's in my top drawer next to my bed. Get a condom. I whipped out a condom. She gets mad. She got mad. She said, Rich, you know what she said? She said, so you just knew I whipped out a 2-pack. Whipped out a two. These the skin large joints, by the way. These are best condoms, by the way, y'all. I whipped out a 2-pack of condoms. And she said, oh, so you just knew you was fucking tonight. And I'm like, nah, I just. So you just do this with everybody? I'm like, nah, I just, you, my dad taught me that I'm supposed to always have a condom. She's like, we didn't have sex. We ended up not having sex. Now, there's two things wrong with this fucking story. Number one, you asked me if I had a condom. You asked me if I had a condom. Why would you ask me that if you ain't want to fuck? So if I would have said no, then what you would have did? See, like, women, y'all play these dumbass fucking games, that, and every man in here can relate to this shit. Women, you play these dumbass fucking games, right? You play these games. What you do is you ask questions and you hope that I didn't have a condom so you could be like, oh, damn, we can't fuck. Now, I whipped out the fucking condom. Whipped out the condom. Motherfucker, I whipped out the condom. I'm ready to put the motherfucking shit on. This shit stink. I whipped out the condom. I'm ready to put it on. I'm ready to fuck. But now you don't want to. Now you don't want to. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, yo? What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Now, of course, women, you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. There's 157 people watching me live on Facebook. And there's a bunch of people watching me live on Instagram. You know what people going to say? What kind of chicks you dealing with, Clint? I'm dealing with y'all. I'm dealing with your friends. I'm dealing with your homegirls. I'm dealing with your sisses. All them chicks you call sis on Instagram, them the bitches doing shit like this. That's bullshit. That is bull motherfucking shit. How you gonna ask me if I have a condom and don't want me to use it? You ask me if I got weapons. You ask me if I got guns and I can't shoot. That is the... But here's the thing. Women do shit like that, bro. Yes, I'm generalizing all of y'all. Yes, I'm generalizing. Y'all do this shit. Y'all ask questions hoping that we give y'all the answer that you really want to hear. So now you don't have to... Now it doesn't have to... Shit, it don't have to happen. You know? Like, what was... Let me ask y'all a question. Let's be honest. What was the point of that? You know what she could have said? She could have said, yo, we moving too fast. I'm cool with that. We moving too fast. Yeah, we must move kind of fast. You know? Like, you know what I think probably turned her off? And I'm going to get into this in about 10 minutes, fellas. I had a tough time unhooking the bra. Like, you know how many times you done finagled your way out of pussy because you couldn't unhook a bra? I fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. I was fidgeting back there. What the fuck, you know? But why ask me if I got a condom if you not ready to fuck? That doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you ask me for a condom when you aren't trying to have sex? First of all, you're mad at me for carrying condoms. Ladies, first of all, I'm going to start here with y'all. Every woman should have condoms at their house. Every woman should have condoms at their house, and every woman should carry condoms in their purse. Do y'all agree with me on that? Rich, you agree? Every woman should have condoms. I think you should actually have two types of condoms. You should have regular condoms for the niggas that ain't got it, and then you should have the big dick condoms. Carry 4 condoms. A 2-pack of little dick condoms and a 2-pack of big dick condoms. Am I right or wrong? Every woman should carry condoms. Because I do believe that safe sex saves money. Safe sex saves money. But not only that, though. The thing is, man, like, you know, at the end of the day, man, like, you know, I get it. Men should definitely, we should, you know. But why, okay, let's go back. Why do you think she was mad that I had a condom, Rich? Because for me, I think she looked at it as kind of like a situation where it's like, oh, he was just prepared to fuck. But it's like, it's not that I'm prepared to fuck. I'm just prepared for anything that goes down. Things happen. You have a, you know, you go out for drinks. You have a good night. I'm not saying, I don't like, I mean, maybe she was offended. Maybe she was like, oh, what you think I'm some kind of hoe? No, I'm prepared. I'm a grown ass man. I'm prepared. Men need to start being more prepared in life. You know, I got a 2-bedroom apartment, right? You know why I got a 2-bedroom apartment? I don't have a 2-bedroom apartment because I need all this space. Well, I do because I got the podcast room. But you know why I got a 2-bedroom apartment? Just in case I got family that comes into town. I got friends that come into town. They're not sleeping on my goddamn couch. Sleeping here. Or if I get a woman who likes me, I like her, and she wants to move in, right? She wants to move in. I got space for you, baby. I'm prepared. So now, on the same token, if I meet you, we going on a date, I'm prepared. I'm prepared to fuck. I'm prepared to give you this dick safely. See, the thing is, oh, you would judge me even more if we fucked or we was about to have sex. And guess what? Guess what? I don't have a condom and I'm trying to stick it in you with no condom. You should be more alarmed with that. Why are you mad that I got condoms? Now, women probably watching this live like, oh, he got condoms. He be fucking. No, I mean, yeah, I mean, look, I'm a grown ass man. I'm a grown ass man. What grown ass man? What adult man you know don't have condoms? You do this often. Maybe I do, but I do it safely. I ain't out here with sick dick. I ain't out here passing shit along. I don't know who you slept with. You don't know who I slept with. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? You mad because I'm sitting here with a condom and you mad that I was prepared. That's bull motherfucking shit and you know it. That's bullshit. Rich, you ever had a situation like that?
No, surprisingly not.
Surprisingly not. I'm surprised I had a situation with that. Because the thing is that it's so many women out here who, you know, especially black women who are out here dying or catching HIV because these niggas out here is not protecting themselves and they sticking their dick in anything. And you mad at a guy who wants to. Oh, you just knew you was going to fuck. That's what she said.
Step into the world of power, loyalty. And luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
You just knew. You know what I should have said? Yes, I did know. I knew it. I knew you look like you fuck on the first day. But think about it, man. Like, I know people come to this podcast and be like, oh, it's advice from a fuck boy and blah, 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 blah. And you think that this podcast is about, you know, nigga shit, dumb shit. But no, let's tackle a real issue for a change. Because my thing is, if I'm not sparking change, then what am I doing? I'm sick and tired of women playing, you know, being, you know, that's dumb shit. That's the last thing I thought she was going to say when I whipped out the condom. You just knew you was going to fuck. She said that and she got mad and now I'm out of some pussy and I'm going home. I was hot. I'm hot now. It's hot as fuck in this room. God, people on For the Culture, they on the Instagram and they saw my shirt. They like, good shirt. Yeah, man, I just shouted y'all out. That's where y'all can get the shirt, For the Culture. Anyway. But I just don't understand. I don't understand this, man. She got mad at me because I decided that I wanted that I was prepared. How many men you know, ladies, are not prepared for shit? Answer me that. How many times you met a man and he wasn't prepared and he tried to fuck you raw? I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I've done it. I'll be honest. Keep it in the butt. I had no condom. I was like, And she was like, no, what you doing? I was paintbrushing. You know, and for those of y'all that don't know what paintbrushing is, this is my penis. Well, this ain't my penis. This is a little remote. But this is my penis, and this is the vagina. Paintbrushing is when a guy tries to see how far he can go. So he's paintbrushing his dick on your vagina. This is what he's doing. This is paintbrushing. Wax on, wax off. That's paintbrushing. And then he's like, oh, and he's in. I just don't understand, man. I don't understand. I don't get it. And that's, to me, that's so fucking stupid. That is so fucking stupid. Like, you initiate sex. You say, this is exactly how she was. She's on top of me. You got a condom. You got a condom. I was like, yeah, I got a condom. I get up. Go in my back pocket. In my wallet. I had a condom. I whipped it out. Let's go. Now you got attitude. That is dumb shit, Rich. That is dumb shit. And we just arguing for about 15 minutes. The argument was two things. One, you knew you was gonna fuck. And two, you do this all the time. I'm not special. I just met you. No, you ain't special. How many people are special and meet somebody in 10 minutes? Who's special on the first date? Let me know. Who is special on the first date? Nobody's special on the first date. Fellas, you ain't special on the first date. Ladies, you ain't special on the first date. This don't make no goddamn sense. This don't make no goddamn sense. And to me, that's what I mean. Like, that's a mixed signal, Rich. That's confusing as fuck. I don't get it. And I'm trying to figure out how do you work around that? How do you work around that?
I think it's a mature thing, man.
Now granted, this didn't happen in my 30s. This happened in my late 20s. So I was about 27 when this happened. 27, 28. And I'm just trying to figure out, like, what the fuck is happening here? I was so confused. I'll never forget. I walked home that night flabbergasted. I called my man Mo. I said, Mo, wait till you hear this bullshit. And all he could do was laugh. Yo, you know how niggas from Philly laugh. Yo, yo, that's how niggas from Philly laugh. Yo, I don't get it. I don't get it, man. And let's talk. Let's move to next. Let's go on to the next subject real quick. Talking about being prepared. I think, men, we need to start being prepared when it comes to women. You know, men, you ain't gonna like what I'm about to say. You're not going to like what I'm about to say. And ladies, I'm on your side for once. Here we go. Fellas, women don't pay half. Yeah, I said it. Women do not pay half. And when I'm talking about half, I mean the rent. I mean bills. Women don't pay half. I'm going to throw that out there. Women don't pay. At first, I used to believe that women pay half. I believe that. I'm like, yo, look, we equal, we partners, 50-50, blah, 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 blah. I believe that. I don't believe that anymore. Women do not pay half anymore. Women don't pay half. Here's why. Here's why. Fellas, you ask a woman, let's just say we've been in a relationship for 2 years. Hey, babe, I want you to come live with me. What the fuck was you doing before she moved in? What was you doing, Rich? Tell me, what was you doing?
You should have been preparing.
What was you doing?
Oh, he was fucking around, I'm sure.
You know? What was you doing? You know? Because my thing is, I got a two-bedroom apartment, two bathrooms, blah, blah, blah. Who pays the rent here right now? Me. Who pays the electric? Me. Who pays the gas? Me. Who pays the fucking sewage and shit? Me. Who pays the cable? Me. Listen, if you're asking a woman to move in with you, you are saying, I got this. If you're asking a woman to move in with you, fellas, you are saying, I got this. Again, guys, I know you're not going to agree, but this is how I feel now. And I'm going to tell you why, two reasons I feel this way. Number one, I believe that, unfortunately, you know, I'm not going to say women not going to listen, but when you don't pay, she pays half the bills, I hate to say this, but your opinion dwindles. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, y'all, whatever agreement y'all have worked out, that's fine. I'm saying, as a grown-ass man, if I ask a woman to move in with me, that means Clint Coley got you. I got it. Now, if you want to have it 1 month, you're like, babe, save your $2,000. I got it. Oh, you getting supreme dick that weekend. But no, seriously, I think that you, like, it's almost like asking a woman to marry her, but you got to pay for the, hey, but can you go half on the ring with me? You know what I'm saying? If you are asking, now don't get me wrong, I do think in certain situations that it's financially easy. Like living in LA, you know, living in LA, it's financially cheaper to live with your lady. You know what I'm saying? It's financially cheaper to live with your lady. I'm going to be honest. You got a girlfriend. Y'all got a one-bedroom apartment, $1,600. Y'all split that half and half. Y'all good. But it depends where you at in your career. I personally don't want to have... Because the thing is, man, I want my woman to be able to count on me. I want my woman to be like, you know what? That's my... Like, he got this. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to... And fellas, wait a minute. Let's tackle this too. Just because you pay all the bills don't mean you tell her what to do. Just because you pay all the bills don't mean that you can do whatever the fuck you want. You are just making sure your job is to protect and to provide. Give you a prime example. You know where I learned this from? My cousin Tanita. I got a cousin named Tanita. I got a cousin named Tanita. My mom's name is Juanita. And I got an aunt named Anita. That's weird, right? Anyway. So my cousin Tanita. She has three kids and her husband, Doug, who's my cousin now. Because he's been in the family now for 20 years. You know, that's my cousin. How you doing, Doug? My cousin, Doug, I'm not going to say what he does. All I know is that nigga's an executive, all right? That man's an executive at a big company, entertainment company, all right? Now, he's an executive at a big entertainment company. Tanita does not have to work. She works because she wants to work. Also, Tanita is very accomplished. She has a bachelor's degree. She ain't no dumbass housewife, all right? He pays all of the bills. You know what I realized? He got this. This motherfucker took him, his wife, three kids, three grown-ass boys. They're not grown, but big-ass boys. They took him on a trip to Africa. She ain't help out. He got it. Nigga, first of all, how much is the flights to Africa? Five flights from LA to freaking Africa. Easy like $1,500 a piece. That, like, you know what I'm saying? And he made sure his wife worked. He works hard so his wife and his kids can pursue their dreams. That's man shit right there. He works hard so his wife and his kids can. He's putting the kids through. He's putting my cousin Jelani through college right now. The nigga, he would. I used to live on their couch. He paid for me. Clint, you want to go to the movies? Oh, man. I got it. Oh, bro, no worries, man. I got you. He taking care of me, too. I owe him some pussy. Ah, no, I'm serious, though. If it wasn't for Douglas Lagans, I would not be where I am today. If it wasn't for Tanita and Douglas Lagans, I would not be where I am today. They let me stay on their couch for 5 years, paying no rent. They let me stay on their couch for 5 years while I worked my ass off and paid no rent so I could pursue my dream. They believed in me that much. So that's why I don't quit. Y'all ask me why I work so hard and why I call myself James Brown. Because I owe it to them. I owe it to them. They invested in me. They sacrificed a lot of shit. So here I am. I owe them that. They's like, Clint, you don't owe me no money. You owe me to make it. Thank you. Appreciate y'all. Sorry, I got serious for a second. Let's go back to you niggas out here talking about women paying half. You want to ask her to move in with you, talking about something, yo, can you pay half? Come on, man. Let's go. Your grandfather had your motherfuckers in the South, your grandfather had a family here and he had a family on the other side of town and took care of both of them on a freaking bus driver salary. On a bus driver salary. And you asking women to date. Now, here's the thing. I get it. We on this equal right shit. Women is equal, blah, 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 blah. I agree with that. Women definitely should get paid as much as men if we doing the same job. Some of y'all should be getting paid more than our dumbasses. You know what I'm saying? But at the same token, bro, if I ask you to move in with me, you ain't paying half. You are not my roommate. I got this. Now, if you want to, now, here's what I would get. Now, Rich, here's the option I would give my lady. If you want to pay something, right? You want to knock out the cable bill. You want to knock out the electric. All right, go ahead. Have fun. Have at it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to put you in a situation where I have to, because here's the thing. It's all about security. When bad news knocks at the door, who's got to answer it? Not your lady that pay half the fucking bills. Nigga, you. See, this is the problem that women have with men today. We aren't responsible. I'll give y'all that. We're not responsible, and we're asking a lot of y'all. And we got to do better with that. We should be stepping up to the plate. And the problem is that our dads didn't prepare us for that. Our dads didn't prepare us for that. You know? My dad, I love my father. Anybody that watches, listens to this podcast, I love my... Me and my dad, we ain't fucking with each other right now. You know? We not. I'll be honest. My dad, we ain't fucking with each other right now. But I'll tell you this. My dad prepared me for a lot of things in life. My dad prepared me for how white people are going to treat you. My dad prepared me for hard work and dedication. My dad prepared me to go out there while you resting and while you sleeping. Somebody else is out there wants you. Somebody else out there wants your spot and is willing to do twice what you're willing to do to get it.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
So, but the one thing my dad didn't prepare me for is how to treat women. That's the one thing my father didn't prepare me for. Here's the problem. A lot of dads, we want to have the talk. And you think the talk is about fucking. And the talk is about condoms. Back to condoms. The talk ain't just about condoms. And the talk ain't just about fucking. The talk got to be about how you treat women. The talk should be how to be a good husband. The talk should be how to be a good father. The talk should be how to prepare a man to be a man. I wasn't ready. And unfortunately, I made a lot of women pay for that shit throughout my days as a fuckboy. See where it comes back to. Yeah, I'm spitting on this episode. Yes. Women probably like, whoa. Yes, Clint. Talk to him, baby. My number is 213-358-9861 if you want to throw your pussy at me. No, I'm just... See, now I ruined it, right? But no, seriously, though. My dad did not equip me. Not because my dad didn't know how to be a dad. My dad didn't know how to be a good husband. You know why? Because my dad grew up in chaos and trauma. My dad is a foster home. My dad's a foster child. My dad don't know what love looked like. My dad didn't see a healthy relationship growing up. My grandmother, my father's mother, you know, I hate to say this, but I think she was a prostitute. By the things that was told to me about my grandmother. I don't know that for a fact, but I could definitely put pieces together. My dad lived a very rough life. So it's hard to live, you know, to pass on. You know, my dad, you know, let me tell you something, man. Please don't think I'm shitting on my dad right now. Because my dad passed on some amazing things to me. And the reason why guys want to have sons is because we want our legacy to live through our kids, our sons. I'm a walking, talking Herman Clinton Coley. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, though, he didn't prepare me. And my mother didn't do it either. My mother never had to talk to me on how to treat a woman. My mother never had to talk to me like, Clint, this is how you... My mom, no. I had to figure this shit out on my own. And I'm not saying that that's their fault, but y'all having kids now, let's start, fellas, teaching our sons how to be good men to women. Now, here's the thing, all right? Look, niggas gonna do what they want to do. You gonna cheat, you gonna fuck around, you do what you want, whatever. You know what I mean? But be a man. Take care of your woman. That's you. The thing is, you go around saying, that's my lady. That's mine. You're my lady. Anyway, you mine. Mine and mine. Anyway, I'm sorry. But you mine. So if and I'm not saying you belong to me, but then let me treat you like you mine. When something is yours, what do? You take care of it. You protect it. This is my motherfucking book. I don't go nowhere without this book. It's mine. I take care of it. I treasure it. I make sure nothing happens to it. If something is yours, you don't want people coming in here damaging your property. Am I right or wrong? That's your camera. This is my mic. Don't come in here fucking my shit up. So I'm going to protect it at all costs. That's how we got to start moving with women. That's what we on now, fellas. But I want y'all to pass this down to your kids. Teach your sons. The problem is that we not having these talks. Why aren't you having the talk? Now, of course, this guy's going to listen to this podcast. Yo, I had to talk. I have to talk. Okay, good for you. But there's a lot of motherfuckers out here who ain't having to talk. And women are dealing with traumatized men i.e. Clint Coley. You dealing with niggas, men, who got mommy and daddy issues, and we ain't addressing it. We always quick to talk about women who got daddy issues. Men got daddy issues. We men got mommy issues. And that's how you move forward. That's how we do this. You break the cycle. You know what I'm saying? We don't keep living in the cycle. We break the cycle. We break the ties. We break this shit. Like, listen, the reason why I think my mom and dad back in the day didn't want to have these conversations with me is because I believe that they did. My mom doesn't like talking about like sex and all this other stuff with me. She gets weirded out. Like, I remember one time we were in a grocery store. My mom was like, so this woman comes up to me. She's like, oh, I'm a big fan, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, who, you know, who's this? I was like, yo, this is my mom, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh my God, ma'am, your son is so fine. And my mom looked at me like, ew. But like, that's the kind of mom I have. She never wanted to have these kind of conversations with me. We have to talk, man. We got to communicate. We got to talk. We got to fucking talk. Talk. Speak. I just think that the problem is, man, we live in a world today where, you know, we're accepting, you know, bad behavior, and we're accepting, you know, behavior that's bad. You can do better. You know, the problem is we were raised with these old school parents. You know, Rich, how old are your parents?
My mom is pushing 60 and my dad is 55.
Okay. And my mom, oh, I don't want to tell my mom's age. She's going to get mad at me. But my parents are older. My parents are from the old school. Mm-hmm. We are new school now. We are teaching our kids about, the talk is now more than just sex. Would you agree, Rich? The talk is not just sex anymore. And women, I'm going to give you the same challenge to your daughters. Teach your daughters some shit. Tell your daughters to respect men. Teach your daughters that, yo, like, yo, all this shit ain't cute. Hitting men, that shit ain't cute. All of that, teach them, tell them. But this advice from a fuckboy. And the reason why I think I had fuckboy shit in my 20s and 30s, I mean late 20s and early 20s or whatever, is because I was not equipped and I was not prepared on how to treat women. I was taught, Rich, check this out. I was taught about, you know, teaching, I mean, like, you know, chivalry. You know, I thought that was enough. Open the doors, pulling out chairs. You know, walking on the right side of the street. My dad taught me all that, right? But there's more than just that. And that's what needs to be addressed these days. You know? How to be a man and a father and a husband. How to be a protector. How to be a provider. Now, there's certain innate things that we just have to protect. You feel what I'm saying? But the thing is, you gotta have these talks with your sons, because they're going out here in this world with these women, and we don't know. We gotta have these talks with your sons. Your sons are valuable, bro. Your son, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want your sons out here breaking somebody's daughter's hearts or fucking daughters over. I fuck so many daughters over, man, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Any woman that I've done wrong on this, you know, you listen to this podcast, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But it's not, you know, and not to make excuses, but I wasn't prepared. You're dealing with a lot of men who ain't prepared. Would you say you prepared, Rich?
Not at all, man. I'm still learning as I'm going. That's why I'm in therapy right now.
You in therapy, man. Respect. What did your dad teach you when you was younger, man? Did your dad teach you how to be a good husband or... Nah. And I live with my dad. The thing is, I grew up with my dad. My dad was around. I didn't have an absentee father. Same. Like, my dad, listen, man, let me tell you something. My dad is the fucking man, dog. In a lot of other ways. My dad's a fucking man, you know? But yeah, we didn't have that conversation. But you know why? Because my dad wasn't a good husband. My dad always asked me on Father's Day. I told my dad, man, my dad to me is, we talking top five fathers of all time. Herm Coley is one. And then you can put in Uncle Phil. My dad, fuck all them. Ain't nobody got nothing on them niggas. My dad ain't got, them niggas ain't got nothing on my dad. Like, my dad is the type of guy, my dad would have took a bullet for me. My dad would have, my dad fought bullies for me. My dad, you know, see, here's what y'all don't know, man. A lot of people, y'all think y'all know me. I got kicked out of two high schools growing up. I got kicked out of two high schools and I got kicked out of a middle school. And the reason why I was kicked out was because I was doing dumb shit in class. Because I was a class clown. But I had the best grades. My dad, not my mother, my dad was the one at the principal's office every time. Like, yo, you're not going to throw my son away. My dad was the one who came and got me when I was locked up. My dad was the one who made sure, like, I always had lunch money. My dad was the one who woke up in the morning and made my lunch and took my lunch to school. My dad was the one who made sure I had field trip money. My dad was the one who was helping me out with my homework. My dad was the fucking one who made sure I was prepared emotionally to handle how to work. And my dad was the one who taught me work ethic. But you stop, man. Stop. You fucking niggas, man. Y'all out here, y'all fucking your sons over and not being in your sons. Like, what kind of, why are you? Oh, I'm getting mad. Because I know a friend of mine who ain't taking care of his fucking son, man. You ain't taking care of your fucking son. And you out here prancing around with bitches and blah, blah, blah. But you ain't taking care of your fucking son. The fuck is wrong with you, dog? And your son's not getting the necessary shit he needs. And then he gonna go out in this world. His son is 10. In 10 years, his son gonna be 20. In 2029, his son gonna be 20. And his son gonna be out here fucking women over because you weren't fucking there because you were too busy being a fuckboy. Start having conversations with your fucking sons, man. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't give a fuck. No, I don't care. I'm not sorry. I mean that shit. If you got a friend, fellas, if you got a friend out there who ain't taking care of his kid, that ain't your fucking friend. How dare you go out and hang out with your mans and them when your son at home needing something to eat? My dad made sure I ate before he ate. Bottom line. Let's fix this shit, Pop. You niggas out here, y'all drawing, man. I'm from Philly. I'm sorry. But I'm serious, man. Start having a talk with your sons, man. Stop teaching them about, like, look, fucking is cool. Any nigga can fuck. Teach them how to be men. Teach them. That's why we raising these lazy ass niggas now. I got a godson, man. Godson Brayton. His dad ain't around. And I know his dad personally. His dad ain't around. Yeah, I said it. Guess what? While you ain't doing what you supposed to do, he's over here with me. And I got that man's back. That's why his mom made me the godfather. Because I ain't going to let him walk around here being lazy and raising bad men. That's why. You niggas, man. I got. If you listen to this podcast and you don't take care of your son, don't unfollow me, nigga. Unfollow me. You listen to this podcast and you not take care of your kids, get out of here. Get out of here. I don't want you listening to this podcast. Don't share my shit. Don't talk about my shit. None of that. I don't want you. I don't need you as a fan. It's the grown, we grown men over here. Let's do Ask Clint. I got attitude now. I'm pissed. Niggas out here being, you know, I mean, look, I get it. This is called advice from a fuckboy. I get it. But we're talking from the fuckboy's perspective. But you need, we got to do better. Fuck out of here, man. These niggas ain't taking care of their goddamn kids and want respect. And want respect. Let's do better. It's hot in here. Can we get a fan? Anyway, all right, here we go. Gotta ask Clint. We're going to do the Ask Clint and give my advice. Here we go. I know it got a real dark in here for a second, y'all. And I'm sorry that I got emotional, but look, man, I take this shit personal. This is personal. I want men to do better.
I'm Victoria Cash, and I want to invite you to a place called Lucky Land, where you can play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. So what are you waiting for? The best way to discover your luck is to spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com. That's LuckyLandSlots.com. And get lucky today at Lucky Land. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I'm holding men accountable. You know, I hold women accountable in this podcast, but for fellas, we gonna do the same thing. So we're going to start having to talk. And from now on, the talk is not fucking. The talk is, what is the talk now? Let's go down that list. What is the talk? What are the things that we need to be covering in the talk? All right? The first thing we're going to cover in the talk is we ain't out here disrespecting women. Now, I need to take my own advice. I get mad. I get angry. Now, I'm not calling you bitches or nothing like that. But I get mad. I'm yelling. That's not good. That's not okay. We not being aggressive with women no more. All right? That's number one. All right? You nipping that shit in the bud. Right? That's what we doing. That's number one. We need to be talking about men. We are not, we not disrespecting women no more. That's done. All right? It ain't funny. It ain't cute. No. We ain't doing that no more. Second thing that's in the talk is you work your ass off to make sure you can provide for the woman you care about. You work your ass off. I'm not, it ain't even about just you work your ass off. If you ain't got it, you figure it the fuck out. You figure it the fuck out. I don't care what you got to do. Paint walls. Paint walls. Go. You lose your job. That's fine. Figure it out. Figure it out. She ain't look. No. Now, woman, a good woman got your back. But you go out there and she feels better supporting a man that is out there working his ass off. I'm exhausted right now. I'm sick. And I've been on the road in the past 30 days, I've been on the road for 27 of them motherfuckers. I'm out here working. You can do it too. I don't care what it is you're doing. I don't want to hear you fucking tired. Make some shit happen. Do it. Instead of sitting at home all goddamn day. Do some work. What's another thing we having in the talk? What else we talking about? What else we telling our sons and we telling our little cousins and we telling our, you know what I'm saying? What are we doing? Be a man of your word. Ooh, my, Rich! Yeah. Rich, say it again! Say it again! I'm sorry if I'm yelling the mic. Say it again. Be a man of your word. You say you're going to do something, you do that shit. Yes. You say you're going to do something, do it. I don't give a fuck what it is. Hey, baby. You get home today. When I get home today, I'ma spray you with the hose. It's weird, but do it. Do it. Do that shit. Fucking do it. Ain't no half stepping. Shout out to Big Daddy K. So let's review. Not disrespecting women. You're doing some work. You're not being lazy. And if you say you're going to do something, you're going to fucking do it. These are the things we need to be passing down to our sons. Now, my dad told me that. But these are the things we need to be passing down to our sons. That's what we're doing. And it ain't a woman's job to pass that down. Fellas, it's your job. Let's get back to Ask Clint. Anyway, it says, hey, Clint. So I'll start off by saying that you've officially made it into my top five favorite comedians. Hey, I'm top five dead or alive. Anyway, I love your podcast, and I truly hope I get the chance to see you live before your tour ends. Wishful thinking. But anyways, I know you're busy, and I'll get to the point. I got to ask Clint, and I need some advice ASAP. I've been casually seeing this guy for the past 3 months, and I'm really into him. Like, really. Like, take it to the next I'm ready to take it to the next level with him. But he still has his reservations, so I'll just give you a backdrop of our situation. We met back in February. At the time, he was in a relationship for roughly about a year and a half. But from what he tells me, and him and his ex have been on a break since February. Around the time we met, we started hanging out pretty tough in April and officially started messing around in late June. By July, dude tells me him and his girl officially broke up. But she was still living with him, and she got on her feet until she got on her feet a few weeks ago. Wow. Slipped up saying they still share a bed. Whoa. Which has now kind of caught my attention on the factor of whether or not they're still together. Anyway, last weekend I ended up getting a tad bit too drunk and I needed him to give me a ride home, but he said he couldn't because he was in a situation with his ex and she was slipping out her feelings to him, and now he has mixed emotions. Okay, he says to me that he doesn't miss being with her, but he's still not over her and that he has feelings for me but doesn't want to lead me on. I don't understand how he would be leading me on if every day we see each other, spend time, work out, go to eat, literally have sex raw. Wow. Doesn't that seem mutual? And not leading someone on. At this point, I'm ready to throw in the towel because I feel like he's playing games and that and I'm just some good time. Am I wrong, or is he just caught up in the messy situation and I need to hang in there? I love you, love your podcast, and I hope you give me some great advice. Nigga. Let's analyze this real quick, Rich. One, his ex still lives with him. Give you this real quick. Me and my ex, we used to live together. All right, we broke up. You know where she lived? You know what happened? I moved out. Bottom line. All right. Not only is he still living with her, he said they still sleep in the same bed. Nigga, ain't no way I'm with my ex and we sleeping in the same bed and I ain't fucking. No way. Now, now he's fucking you raw. That's problematic. Sis, and I think every woman that's listening to this podcast is saying sis right now. So I'm going to speak for every woman. Leave that nigga alone. It's over. You do not need to be in a situation like this. Move the fuck on. This man is still he's living him and his ex, and then he said he couldn't come get you because he had a situation. You know what the situation was? They was on a date. Like, him and his ex trying to work it out, and I think they are working it out. The problem is he don't know how to tell you that you ain't working out. Bottom line, I don't think that you need to be dealing with this guy. You need to move on. And I don't tell women to move on this podcast. I don't really give you advice. What I do is I tell you what I would do. No motherfucking way. No motherfucking way. No way. No way. No way. You fucking a man raw that got a girlfriend. That's what you're doing. Sis, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go, when you listen to this podcast, I want you to go to the doctors. I want you to get checked out. I want you to make sure that you're clean. And then I want you to carry on with your life and I want you to date somebody who is not in a relationship because he's still in a relationship. All right? It's bottom line. I don't date anybody who just got out of a relationship. I don't date anybody who, and when I mean just got out, like you, no. And he told you he's not over her. He said that. He said, I'm still not over her. I'm still not over her. That's bullshit. That's bullshit, and you know it. So that's my advice. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to the end of the podcast. What did we learn today? It's only me. I learned that we need to have a talk with our sons and our brothers and our kids and our friends. That's what we need to do. We need to be having a talk and raising men the right way. The talk isn't about, oh, so you a man now, you fucking. It's more than that. That's what I learned today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the podcast, man. We really appreciate it. Keep sharing the podcast, man. We're growing day in and day out. And it's because of y'all. Thank y'all, man. If you want to, if you have an Ask Clint, do me a favor. I will put it in details where you can send me an email. I'd rather do emails because I don't like, you know, looking on my phone. So to do an Ask Clint, if you got to Ask Clint, do me a favor. Go to Clint at advicefromafuckboy.com. But the advice from a fuckboy is with no U. So Clint at advicefromafckboy.com. Again, Clint at advicefromanfckboy.com. Send me what you want. I will answer here on air. Thank you guys for laughing. Thank you guys for listening. We've laughed on this podcast. We've got emotional on this podcast. This is it, man. All right. Don't forget Dallas, Texas, Wednesday. Tickets are $5. We're almost gone. And who else? What else? Denver, Thursday. Damn near gone. And yeah, and if you want to join the group chat, advice from a fuckboy group chat, 213-358-9861. Thank you guys. God bless. Good night.
You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Clint Cole. 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 You're listening to advice from a football.
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.